Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/wondery.
Shopify's point of sale system helps you sell at every stage of your business. Need a fast and secure way to take payments in person? We've got you covered. How about card readers you can rely on anywhere you sell?
Thanks, have a good one.
Yep, that too. Want one place to manage all your online and in-person sales? That's kind of our thing. Wherever you sell, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
In the time it takes you to actually board that flight from Group 8,
now boarding Premier Altitude Elite Club members,
you could have bought a Hyundai on Amazon. Yes, that Amazon, where you buy everything else.
Mid-tier Altitude Elite, feel free to board now.
So while you're waiting for them to make up new boarding groups, you can order your dream car and the dealer will have it ready in no time.
Now boarding Groups 1 through 7.
So close. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability, pickup through participating Hyundai dealer in select markets.
Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app.
Stream live.
Get podcasts and more.
It's free in your app store.
So download it now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What's up next week, Puss?
Let me look here.
We put you on the spot like that.
But you will.
I know.
Yeah. Let's see. Next week we have got Nick's dad stopping back on Tuesday.
Right.
Zach Peterson will be here on Wednesday.
Is Walsh come back too?
Walsh is going to stop back next Thursday, right. And I believe it's unconfirmed at this point, but we may be seeing Josh Blue next Friday.
Oh, cool, man! Josh, didn't
I already forgot the question we're supposed to ask Mark.
That's something gay.
Oh, wrinkly balls.
About wrinkly balls.
Yeah.
Does he care?
Does he?
Well, he does it because he's dating guys who are 19. So,
yeah. They haven't wrinkled yet.
Yeah.
They barely descended.
Well, smooth college balls, he likes to call them.
We'll find out if wrinkly balls are a deal breaker for Mark.
I'm going to go ahead and guess no.
No.
Oh,
I think as time goes on, the list of deal breakers gets shorter and shorter.
Not just the ladies that want Nick. He can join Jeff and I for our friends' bonding night. Jeff is so gay. That's from Randy.
Randy calling out Jeff.
I like lobbing bombs at your buddies through the radio
too.
Show.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Helping. Nick helping, man. Yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah, it just gives you options, man. If your wife ever yells at you, honey, do you hear the show? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would go over well.
Nothing's going to go over well.
No.
That's why I throw it out there for you guys. You try it, man. You guys are all married. Try this at home.
Always
right.
Helping.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the constant spirit of Tyler. I'm here to help.
I'm always here to help, man.
Yeah.
You married guys.
Now more than ever.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. I want you guys to be happy. It's just, you know, once you have upper hand, too, man. You have the upper hand. Yeah.
Should we continue to pile on here and do something that Nick is going to hate?
What was that you sent, the hairball in a guy's stomach?
A kid, yeah, 14-year-old girl.
But now he's going.
Yeah, watch it, Ryan. It's fun to watch.
You got to look at it. It looks like a small animal.
Jody Collins said her daughter began.
Where's that? Were you sent to us today?
Yeah, I sent it to you earlier this morning.
Okay.
Jody Collins began. Her daughter began complaining of stomach issues. They thought it was a gluten intolerance to start with. Turned out her daughter, her 14-year-old daughter, Erin, actually had a giant hairball in her stomach measuring 8.3 inches wide, roughly the size of a melon.
Yeah, it looks like a small animal.
They're not sure how long it was there for. They suspect it was years looking at the size. It took up pretty much the whole of her stomach.
That made my stomach turn, and I'm not a wuss.
Did we determine if that was, like, psychological?
Yeah.
Like, why she was eating her own hair?
It's those people that eat stuff.
She's a hair eater from way back.
Yep.
They thought lactose, gluten intolerance, been having stomach cramps for a good 6 months when they finally...
Did you look at it, Nick?
No, I can't. I want to eat lunch today.
No, you have to. You have to open it.
Is this an actual picture of this girl on the link?
That's her mom.
That's her mom. But but scroll down and you'll see the actual photo of what they pulled out of this girl's stomach.
It looks like a stray cat,
or like what you pick out of the laundry, the lint roll. Yeah.
For like a year.
Yeah,
it's so thick. First of all, why they do the mom dirty too? Her face doesn't need to be in this photo.
Well, the kid's 14; they're not going to
putrid melon.
No, don't do the girl. I mean, the mom's photo.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you look.
There it is.
This is why I sent this story.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
It looks like a brisket.
Yeah, it does.
It does have a nice black
crust
around it.
Came right out of the oven, man.
Oh.
That's why I think it's tolerable for you, Nick, because it really doesn't look like a giant hairball.
But you know it is, though.
At first, I thought, well, that's some kind of ant. No, that's
that. It is wretched.
Did they have to surgically remove this?
Yes. Surgeon said the smell was unbelievable.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
I'd imagine it was like your worst plug God. Hole.
Look at Nick's eyes. You can tell by his
watering.
Eyes, too, man. Yeah.
They said you sent a picture of this. You're an ass.
I wanted to make sure you saw it.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
for the audience out there, he is squirming in his seat right now.
He said it was putrid, one of the biggest they'd ever dealt with. They were really grateful they went in that it hadn't gone to her intestines, because then it would have been very complex.
You know, it's kind of coming full circle, too, because I looked at that thing. It does look like a big, giant rat laying there. That's how big that hairball is.
Oh. I'm curious how much it weighed. It had to weigh you down. Well, it's hair, so I guess it doesn't weigh a lot. But when you pack it together like that.
They said her daughter was habitual hair eater.
Yeah, from way back.
Yeah.
And they think, they don't know how long this has been going on, but obviously it'd been a while, because that thing is massive.
Is she going to stop?
I'm sure that she's probably been in therapy after this.
Yeah, you got to talk to somebody if you've been eating a lot of hair.
Yeah, shave her head.
Right. Did you put that on the socials, P?
I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to post it here.
People got to see this.
They said though. Yeah. They said that she could have actually been doing this in her sleep without even realizing. They said she like twirls her hair a lot around her fingers. So
it's your own hair. Okay.
Yeah. But they said 10 days recovering in the hospital, she was able to go home. But they say her stomach may remain oversized for years, because that thing was taking up so much room, and then there was food in there that was pushing around it.
Oh,
good God.
There's first a name for it. Trichobezoar. Is a medical name for a hairball.
Wouldn't it start showing up in her poo?
No, it was all matted right there in the stomach.
It was clogged, no.
Like just a hairy turd comes out.
It's the reverse scarves from the magician.
Right, yeah.
Just out of your ass.
Yeah, right.
Do you think you lower expectations for that kid for every pound of hairball removed from her stomach?
Poor girl, man.
Oh, they do show a picture of her in a hospital bed, but her face is blurred.
Right.
So they just got to show mom.
Show the mom.
For whatever reason.
They didn't even show mom's face either.
God.
Oh, you look so pretty. Why are you in the paper? Oh, my daughter eats hair. Yeah. Oh, we figured that. She's kind of dumb.
All right, I'm gonna post up this link, because you do need to see it. I mean, it really does enhance.
Yeah,
this story to see it. You're gonna have to. It's not gonna come up in the little thumbnail picture in the feed. You got to click on the link and scroll down a little. But trust me, it's worth it.
It looks like a brisket that's been rolled across the floor of a hair salon.
of a hair shop.
Yeah.
That's called a barber.
Yeah, that's why the chicks love you.
A hair salon.
Oh, it's just long.
Like I should have said hair shop.
Yeah. Oh, I found another story that's going to disturb Nick. This will play into his hypochondria.
All right.
Signs of a rogue immune system may be present more than a decade before debilitating physical symptoms of multiple sclerosis. A new study found that poor mental health may be one of the earliest hints of this disease.
Of MS.
Oh.
Right.
But none of us have actually been diagnosed with poor mental health.
What's the difference between poor mental health and
just being
depression?
Yeah. Depression, right.
I think that's poor mental health.
Yeah. Yeah, they are one and the same.
Yeah. That's why we drink.
All right, the link has been posted for...
I think my depression's winning right now. I need anxiety to come from behind here and start punching through it a little bit.
Yeah, start chewing on hair.
Right.
Oh. I'm thinking of that picture too now, but you know, and it doesn't even affect me like it
does.
That's
one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And when I was scrolling through stories this morning before the show, it was like the heavens parted and the universe smiled upon me when I saw this headline. Yeah. And went, thank you. This is a gift on a Friday.
I should have eased up on the fat jokes a little bit. You would have just glossed over that.
Keep them coming.
As soon as I scrolled and saw that photo, I went, this is going to be fun.
I just opened our group text there. Right.
I sent a screenshot just to make sure he saw it.
A young puss would have just brushed that hair off the brisket and dove right in.
It does look like a brisket. You're right.
He was fat as a kid. Yeah, I get it.
You're right.
So how the hell did that dog get on the roof of a mall?
Nobody knows.
Is there a ladder?
They said it will remain a mystery.
Is a dog into parkour? You know,
maybe
climbed up the wall somehow.
Maybe. This is out
showing off for his buddies. The dog's an influencer.
Colorado Springs.
How do you find a dog on top of a mall on a mall without it? There had to be. Air conditioning off to the side, it crawled up. I don't know, man.
Was it a busy mall? Because a lot of malls are abandoned now.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right. Todd, are you familiar with the Citadel Mall in Colorado Springs?
I am not. I don't visit Colorado Springs very often.
They got a call from mall security to say that, hey, the Pikes Peak Region Humane Society, animal law enforcement came up because somebody called and said, hey, there's a dog on the roof of the mall.
Yeah.
And so they got up there, they offered the dog some water, and they... But, you know, dog came over. They lifted it down off of the mall with a stretcher.
That's
exactly
how they got Trump off the White House the other day. He was just on the roof, and he said, here's some water. Here's some water, old man. And come down.
Apparently, the dog had its owner's information on the collar, and so they called, and they said the dog had been missing for 6 days.
Underdog.
So, somehow, the dog got onto the roof of the mall.
They 6 days, by the way.
That's a long time for a dog.
There probably was some rainwater up there, but what do you think he ate?
Not much.
Yeah. Turds.
Oh, God.
Maybe a mouse or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
It looks like it may be
right. Yeah.
I don't know. There's not a great photo of it here, so I'm trying to tell what breed it is. But
good for the people that found their dog, man.
Yeah. But
Sean must look through the pictures. You share that, Puss?
Yeah, I put it up on the social.
And his response was, Jesus H. Christ. He ain't happy with that.
That is what I was looking for right there.
Brutal.
Glad I could brighten your day, Nick.
That other voice you're hearing, in case you just tuned in, is Todd's son, Ryan, hanging out with us this morning.
Yep. Howdy, y'all.
Todd's oldest.
Claimed.
That's your joke.
Wow. He went there.
I don't do that anymore.
I know you did it.
I don't do it anymore. You can do it. He ain't going to get mad at you.
He will. He's not on the air.
Yeah. I'll get it later.
Right. That's why he's only on the show once a year.
That's right.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.